KSA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve has decided to raise its benchmark interest rate.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point, bringing the target range to 2.25% to 2.5%. And we're continuing the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet, which plays an important role in firming the stance of monetary policy.
Federal Chair Jerome Powell, though Powell warned of the potential for, quote, another unusual large increase in the future, he added that as the stance of monetary policy tightens further, it likely will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases while, quote, we assess how our cumulative policy adjustments are affecting the economy and inflation, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.